On this episode of the Hypnagogue podcast, not only will you hear a number of great ambient electronic and contemporary instrumental music pieces, but one of them will be the show's 5,000th track. Here we go.
Thank you. a series of experiments, severe experiments. There would be long-lasting and harmful effects. Brainwashing. 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 Mind control. Mind control. In the possibilities LSD and other drugs presented for mind control. Implanted in the brain. He was given 5 injections of a mescaline derivative that was being tested secretly for the Army Chemical Corps. Sodium pentothal, hypnosis, isolation, and deprivation of sleep. Searched here in the remote mountain areas of southern Mexico for what up to them had been considered a myth. Magic mushrooms. Magic mushrooms. Magic mushrooms.
Jarguna with A Perfect Hazy Day from the album Granular Day in the Blue, closing out this first set on Hypnagogue Podcast number 394. Hey there, my name's John Shanahan. I'm your host, bringing you the best in ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music every 2 weeks. Thanks for joining me. Before Jarguna, it was Swartzett with Wildfires from the Leviathan release. Matt Goodluck gave us Conspiracy from Inner Cosmos. And an album that I said good things about over on Facebook, Menash, that's M3NASH. That track was Hanging Over the Abyss. The album is Declive. A lot of good stuff on there. John Scott Shepherd before that with Titan from Steps to the Stars. And we started off another album. I had very good things to say. Just track after track was blowing me away. Julio's Cosmic Fractal. And that track was Acid Barcelona. So I decided to pull up right about there here on episode 394. And I was going to head off into the library, but I'll tell you something. Lately, the tracks to playlist from the stuff that I've been downloading has grown exponentially. There's so much good stuff that I keep writing things down. I keep adding to this list. So we're going to stick with that right now. And we're going to kick it off with something from a band whose name I just love. You ready for it? Are you ready for some macchiato funky? And so, quietly and discreetly, we come to the end of Hypnagogue Podcast 394, passing along the way the landmark of the 5,000th track laid down upon this show. It is not the 5,000th unique track. I could tell you what that was if I wasn't too lazy to figure it out. I am sure I could manipulate the giant spreadsheet of goodness and then pull out all of the tracks that I've repeated, which honestly, probably not more, if I had to guess, probably not more than 30. I don't repeat things often. You know, if I play a track off an album, even if I like it, there are more tracks from that album that I could go back and put here for you. Occasionally, you know, a little favorite pops up and I'll put it back in there. sometimes on a retrospective show, back when I used to do more of those. Not this time, though. And honestly, I thought, you know, should I say something about the 5,000th track? I thought about, do I do something special for it? Do I, you know, find the artists I've played the most and play them? Or do I go back and play the first artist, which, of course, was Ashley Redelius and Story? And I was like, you know what? Just make it another show. We're going to go past this. I did the little thing in there so you knew where it was. And let's just keep bringing the good music. Do that. Don't try to be clever, John. It doesn't work for you. Just do the damn show. So I did the damn show, and here's what I did. We started off with Macchiato Funky. You gotta love that name. Macchiato Funky. That track was called Selfie, and that is from Indodemia. Then it was Twilight Archive Boy. I had several tracks to pick from off of this album. It's called Roaming Elsewhere. I would be shuffling and things would come up and I would check to see who it was, and it was Twilight Archive again. Just a great album. That track was called The Gathering Sight. And then I gave the privilege, the honor, it's not an honor, of being the 5,000th track to Andre Perim with the title track from his release Nomad. Then it was Jörg Dankert, and you may have thought you were listening to the music from the end credits to a really good or cheesy or both 80s science fiction movie. I get a lot of that from Jörg's music, and I love it. I just love the feeling that comes with it. So I'm not saying bad things about it, obviously, or I wouldn't put it on the podcast. It hits something in me, you know, like 18-year-old me. The album is called Strange New Worlds. That was Last Goodbye to Earth. Then Johan Agerbjørn, his new album, Subtracted Soundscapes, goes back to pieces that he did on other albums and kind of strips away the rhythmic elements, and he is left with these other forms from familiar sounds. This one was Siberian Train Part 2, which I believe was originally from his album Masibo. This is from, again, Subtracted Soundscapes. After that, gonna pronounce some stuff wrong now. Mardit B. Leshi and Bledi Boraku. The album is called Saggio, and that very quiet piece was called Tema 3. I had mentioned on Facebook a while back that if it was not for being involved with this music, I probably never would have come across the term Fernweh, which is a German term, I believe, for a longing for a place you have never been. And yet I have at least four tracks in the library called Fernweh, and this became the fourth recently when I was sent it by Blessed Are the Hearts That Bend and their album Edgelands, and that is how we closed out Hypnagogue podcast number 394. You know, if I was going to say something about the 5,000th track, what I would probably say is that the only reason I got here was because you keep listening. So you can thank yourselves, whether you've listened for the very first time on this show or you've been along for a long time. Knowing that people are out there listening to this music keeps me doing this show, and that is how, after 14 and a half or so years, I managed to log my 5,000th track. And honestly, I don't know if that's a big deal in terms of music podcasts. Whatever music podcasts are left, now they're all talk shows, and I suppose I could go that route, but I just don't want to talk about music. I would rather play it for you. So I don't know if 5,000 is a lot. It seems like a lot to me, or at the very least, it seemed like a point on the spreadsheet to go, that's a cool thing to talk about. So that's all it really is. Because you keep listening, I'm going to roll back this way in 2 weeks with another episode. I do hope you'll join me. Please remember to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. You can go to any podcast aggregator, search for Hypnagogue Podcast, and boop-de-boop, there we are, right there. Just make sure you receive every episode as it comes along. And until the next one comes along, my friends, I bid you all peace and power.